That's the way everyone should feel about their computer.
I do.
Not a nice computer.
Well, I think Carol and Ken are not thinking about a nice computer right now. They're... But listen, folks, we see this all the time. And in fact, if you're in that same situation where you just have no idea, if you're seeing all of that stuff, one of the things that we've always done is to explain it to our customers before we get into any discussion about charges or what have you. We offer a free checkup anywhere. So it's so hard to deal with the stuff over the phone. It's much easier when we're physically standing there. We can kind of show you things. To an extent, obviously, having this remote tool, you know, we would have had no idea how screwed up all that stuff was for Ken and Carol, and wouldn't even know where to start without seeing those things, because there would have been so many technical questions that we couldn't ask. So 22 Valley locations, 55 throughout the country. If you're listening outside of the Phoenix area, just tell them Ken and Brandon said, you would look at my machine for free. Take it into any of those locations, and they will. And if they don't, you let me know.
Yeah. Hey, Cliff just emailed in. I think it must have had to do with us telling people that, you know, there's places that can make sure your data is gone. But Cliff wrote in and said, won't formatting a hard drive remove or destroy the data on it? Or does it take my 8-pound sledgehammer? Well, Cliff, it'll remove and or destroy the data as far as you're concerned. But as far as other people are concerned, a guy like me with the right tools, I can get that data right after you format your hard drive. You could format it 3, 4, 5 times in a row, and I'll have that data back for you in an hour or less. Yeah, all of it. Well, most of it.
Maybe a little longer than an hour.
Well, it depends on the size of the drive. But still, Cliff, it doesn't mean that your stuff is absolutely positively gone. In order to absolutely positively get rid of it, you need to do a lot more than just format it. So,
and if you want a tool that will make sure that your critical files are gone, there's a free tool you can download from our website, datadoctors.com/eraser.
Eraser? Wonder what eraser does.
It'll actually do a military-grade overwrite of the areas where this file used to exist, so that it's just impossible. It overwrites it like 32 times in a way that there's no way to get the data back. It's a file-by-file kind of utility. So, and it's free.
So it erases it, then it writes junk to where it was, erases it, writes junk again over and over and over, so that it's like layers of garbage on top of what used to be good there, so that you can't ever get the good back. Cool, huh?
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Should we go back to the phones?
You know, we could, but
what time
in a minute
it?
We're going to be going to a break. So what do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want to do our Geek Speak of the Week?
What? Yeah, let's do that. Do you have the... I always screw that up when you're not here. I don't know what the number is. You got it off the top.
333. There. It's not a tough one.
Every week we try to bring you a term that may help you better understand those geeks and nerds that talk to you like you're an idiot, and you're not. You need to tell them they're idiots for treating you like an idiot.
Say, you're just a geek.
Nerds. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Rain Dance.
Rain Dance.
It's any ceremonial action taken to correct a computer problem with the expectation that nothing will be accomplished. I'm thinking that Ken and Carol probably had a few rain dances going earlier on. This especially applies to reseating printed circuit boards, reconnecting cables, and the like.
This is the thing that the geek does when he doesn't really want to help you, though, isn't it?
So the next time your machine won't work, you say, well, let's just wait for so-and-so to do his rain dance. He's just going to waste his time. It's not going to fix anything.
All right. It's not bad.
But it is a good ceremonial. It may help work out some of the angst.
My prediction for 2006 is that won't be the best geek speak of 2006.
No, but it's not bad. I like rain dance.
It's not bad.
Look at John over there doing a rain dance. It's Ken and Brandon back right after this.